Our first interview today is all about stuff that's going on, that's for sure, because not only is the County Council proposing to cut bus services again, but they want to close our library. That's along with an appeal on a housing development for 130 houses on a greenfield site north of Wiveliscombe as well. We're being attacked on all sides, but Wivy won't take it lying down. And today, Kieran Narang, who is the WIV chair, and Julian Mellor are going to talk all about the proposals of the County Council and look at the possibilities of winning this fight again. It was announced just over a week ago, I guess, that the County Council, as throwing a double whammy at our community and proposing to close our library and cut our bus service, 25 bus. Kieran Narang, who's chair of the Friends of Wivy Library, a group that fought this threat in 2011, is joining us today. Hi, Kieran.
Good morning. Good
and Julian, morning. 10 Radio and everything, is here too because he's in the thick of it already and up for the fight. First, Kieran, tell us when you first heard about these proposals from the County Council.
I heard about them last week. They were planning to... It was all kept under wraps and then was to be released, but obviously had already... People knew about it, so suddenly information was flying around and emails were going backwards and forwards. We've known that they were going to have this consultation process. A meeting was held at Wiveliscombe House back in the 25th of October, I believe it was. And present at that was the chair of the town council, a number of councillors, local councillors, and James Hunt, and Patrick Boyle from the business group. And we were told very little at that point. They were being very vague about what they may or may not propose, though it seemed clear that there was a possibility that they were going to go down the road that they have. So the options that they have now put forward... There are two options. One is that we develop a community partnership, which they are... It's a very vague concept of community partnership, but would appear to involve the community taking over the library services with some support from the library service, though that again is also very vague. So in terms of partnership, it feels a little... one-sided. And the second option, if of course we are not prepared to do this, and it will obviously be down to us as far as they're concerned, would be a mobile library, additional mobile library stop. And considering that our footfall for the year is roughly around just under 23,000, that could be a very packed mobile library bus, considering that also, as far as I'm aware, they have also dispensed with many of the mobile library buses, so physically. So yes, it's looking like, as those two options stand, it doesn't really leave much room for manoeuvre when we don't know what their idea of support for us as a community is and what they would be prepared to put into it, and at the moment we don't know.
Julian, you...
Good morning.
It's back to 2011 when we did this all before.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. It really, words do begin to fail you, don't they?
Yeah, and it's frustrating that we're back here. I mean, the County Council back in 2011 fought a court case, a court action which was brought by residents in Somerset and Gloucestershire to fend off the library cuts, and the High Court found in favour of the residents, to some extent on a technicality, but it was because the County Council hadn't done a sufficient equalities assessment to pass muster. So their decision-making process was found to be flawed, and therefore they couldn't implement that decision to close a number of libraries in Somerset. Since then, they've carried out a number of sort of consultations over the years, and what we now face is a 400-page report which says very, or it keeps repeating the stand that this is not a decision. This is a consultation.
Mm. Yes.
A possible
decision.
Yes, that's
quite repetitive.
So they say that they have taken advice, I assume external advice, probably at some cost, on how to make sure that this is a robust report.
Cover their backs.
And robust process covering their backs. Mm. So they are in that being very clear that they're not making the decision yet. This is a consultation, and they will keep reassessing and reappraising the decisions that they're making as the consultation proceeds. The consultation goes on for quite a long time, actually, until, I think, late April.
Late April, it's 3 months.
They're trying to wear us down by attrition, I think, and you're saying, both of you have said, you know, that we're having the nation there stressing that it isn't a decision and so on, but it feels very much like a done deal. It's, you know, this or that.
It does. And yes. The fact that a lot of libraries have a number of options and a number of scenarios attached to them. With Alliscombe, there are, I think, two or three scenarios for this area around Taunton, Mullington, with Alliscombe, but for each one of them, it is the end of the county-run library, and as Kieran says, it's either then transfers to a community partnership or it's the library bus coming round.
And we know from the previous fight that the buses do not work. There is no success with mobile libraries. They don't come at the right time when there is the footfall that needs them, when the kids come out of school, the point you've made, Julian, yep. In the Yahoo groups and on Facebook. It's just not going to work, is it? An hour sitting in Crofway car park or something is not going to fit the bill for the children.
Well, I mean, I have seen a mobile library in action. I used to work at Halkin, and the mobile library used to pitch up, and it was quite a large vehicle, and I can't see the practicalities of actually putting a mobile anywhere close to the centre of town. Mentioned Crofway car park. We've almost got out and out war in that car park at the moment. You know, people say they can't find a parking space, etc. Mm. We've got the centre of town, of course, and you know, there are lorries delivering. There are farm machinery, and they seem to get bigger and bigger. I just can't see. Being practical, I am a practical person. The practicalities of putting a mobile library, and then of course people will want to come and visit it, so they'll probably, if the intention is a library for the 10 parishes, there will be people coming from Ashbrittle, Storley, Baffleton, etc.
But Eddie, it's not just a library where people go in and pick a book up and go away for 6 weeks. The library that we have serves many more people in many, many other ways. Kieran, you'll know more than I do, but lots of children's groups, reading.
Absolutely. There's a summer reading challenge which attracted, I think, over 80 children. Last year,
yes.
70 odd of which had completed.
Oh, lovely. And that's a task where they read X amount of books during
the
summer.
I think it's six books on a theme over the summer, and it's always been well attended in Wiverliscombe.
And then for the little people,
there's story time, which happens on a Friday afternoon. We have a coffee morning on a Friday morning. There is the poppy op happening on a Thursday morning, which was very busy yesterday morning, and also, for example, Holocaust Memorial Day we met yesterday to talk about our experiences and how we may have been affected, or our parents, etc.
Because obviously the window in the library to the right of the door as well is a display for every single kind of community event you could imagine. You recently did the Wrens.
That's right.
Years,
yes.
And had photographs and uniforms and so on.
Yeah. The Girl Guides recently also did a window, which was rather brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, all sorts of other reasons for keeping a centre like that. And I've always somehow naively possibly thought, what do you think, Julian, that, you know, we'd be saved from any potential, you know, threat again, because we're so small. The library itself is so small, and there's no other location to stick it into. You know, like that's being shoved in the back of a one-stop shop in the middle of Taunton, or some ineffective, ridiculous thing like that in a county town. I kind of thought our smallness might save us, but I'm wrong.
Well, With the 400 pages of analysis, it's going to take a while to get through that and really get to grips with their decision-making process. But at a level of just looking at maps, I'd rather get the sense that what they've done is a fairly sort of high-level geographic assessment on where are the libraries and where is the next nearest library.
Yes.
And those which are the furthest distance from the neighbouring library, they're the ones which are surviving. And the ones which are closer to larger libraries, they're the ones that are going. So although we are a robust community, although we have, I think, the highest level of small library, that doesn't count for much, because what they look at is the fact that we are in relative proximity to Taunton Library compared to libraries at the other end of Somerset, for example.
Dulverton or somewhere. Mm.
Well, Dulverton is one. I mean, yeah, some of them are bigger places. But, yeah, you go into East Somerset and, yeah, they're just more dispersed. But they seem to be keeping more of them there. So that's difficult. But I think also a big factor, I suspect, in Wiverliscombe is the fact that the lease on the library ends in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
And we've put in a Freedom of Information request with a number of parts to it, but one part is to try to find out what the state of play is with the lease and what they are anticipating doing. But the co-op owned the building. The co-op are pretty mercenary when it comes to rents. I suspect that the rent is somewhat higher than the starting rent back in 2010 of £7,000 a year.
I think it's 12.
And I think that the county probably wants to get rid of that lease. Now, that poses a number of problems, because in some ways, you know, going on to a community partnership, it's not ideal. But if the infrastructure is kept there, that means that once the myth of austerity has passed on and we go back into a more sane world, then it could be reopened as a proper library. If you close the infrastructure and destroy the infrastructure, you will never go back there.
Yes.
Because that's taken generations to get to.
Sure.
This generation of councillors is choosing to destroy that infrastructure, and we can't do anything about it. But yeah, once it's gone, it's gone.
Absolutely.
We will never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that lease is part of that. Now, if as Kieran said, it's very unclear what partnership community library means.
Do you think
and
they
I
have
think
any
that's
idea?
Intentional, so on the county's part, because they want to keep that massive flexibility to be able to redefine it. But what they do say is that any partnership library must cost less than the current cost.
Yes.
Now, talk to me about
an easy way to do that would be to get rid of the lease.
Yeah.
And there's various silly ideas about putting it in the toilets and all sorts of things.
Yes.
Or putting it in one of the schools or putting it in the town hall. But actually, there is no other place for it to go. Mm-hmm. And it almost means by default, if you lose that lease, we go to a mobile library, because there will be nowhere else that the community can run a library. Unless it's going to take on the lease itself and all of the 13,000 or whatever it is,
yes, which
liability
does seem to be the direction from my reading of the literature so far. That would see the direction, and it speaks about in the option about the community maintaining the building.
So they're actually negating any responsibility towards this at all. The rent, the maintenance, the whole thing.
Yeah, they would continue to support the IT system. I think that was
in a building that doesn't exist.
Yes, exactly.
So to speak. Yes. What about the statutory duty that county councils have towards communities, and it's part of why we pay our council tax to these people? What about the statutory duty to provide a library?
So they have a statutory duty to provide a comprehensive service that has never been really tested in law. So it's rather undefined. What they have said, or what the County Council has said in their report, is that to establish whether they are providing a comprehensive service, they have to find out what the baseline is and then go from there. So that's about identifying the need for libraries in any given area, working out what is reasonable access. So should it be on the doorstep, or is it reasonable to expect people to drive or travel 11 or 12 miles? And what the feedback from consultation is.
Yes.
So they are, what they're trying to do is come up with some way of defining what comprehensive is. But what they say is that it's the government, or because I don't think it's the courts, the government seems to accept that a starting point can be any given budget. You then take that budget and work out what you can do with it. So you can't say, you can't say a comprehensive service is XYZ and the cost will just have to be borne, whatever. You start the other way. You start with the money and then say, okay, if we have such and such a budget, this is what. And what they're looking at doing is cutting the budget from 3.7 million to 3.2 million.
That's so devious. That's just twisting it round, isn't it?
Yeah. But what, I mean, what that, so there's then two sides to that. That £500,000 saving, there's 500,000 people in Somerset. So that's £1 per person per year, or 2 pence per week per year. Or no, sorry, 2 pence per person per week to keep those libraries open. The cost of closing those libraries is actually going to be huge. So you can, you know, do some fairly basic calculations. So Wiverliscombe Library gets just under 23,000 people going through its door every year. If you said that all of those people are going to have to go to Taunton to go to a replacement library, and if they were all to catch the bus, that would be costing the people of Wiverliscombe £145,000 a year. Another way of looking at it is if they were to drive. If all of those trips were to be replaced by a car journey, well, that's over 500,000 miles driven a year. And if you look at the cost of driving, as given by the Inland Revenue, 45 pence a mile, that is going to cost nearly £250,000 for the people of Wiverliscombe to get to the library service. So the county are looking at it from a very internal point of view.
Exactly.
They're not looking at it from a society-wide and economic point of view.
So let's get on to the bus cuts as well, because they're completely linked, and it's ironically depressing that they've all happened at
the same time. Yes.
You did a very nice little summation of this sort of conundrum.
Yeah.
Assume our library's shut.
Yeah.
And assume children...
Okay, shall I go?
Read that out.
Okay.
Do that, yeah.
So what I wrote was, let's imagine some regular users of Wiverliscombe, and I took a family, one parent, two children, and every Tuesday or every Thursday when the school's open, after school, when the library's open, after school at 3:30, they come out of school and they go to the library and they have a bit of a browse and they take out some books, and they've got plenty of time to do that because the library doesn't close until 5 o'clock on those days. So move forward in time and the library is closed down. So they will then have to go to Taunton Library, and this is assuming there isn't a partnership community library and the mobile bus isn't working for whatever reason. So they have to go to Taunton to go to the library. So under the new bus timetable, in which we have gone from, I think, 14 buses a day running regularly down to 9 buses a day running irregularly, the first bus they can catch is at 4:45.
That's an hour and a quarter.
An hour and a quarter after school. They will be spending well over £10 to get to Taunton and back, and they will arrive in Taunton at 5:36. Every day of the week, apart from Wednesday, Taunton Library closes at 5. So they could only do this on a Wednesday when the library is open till 7. So they get in at 5:36. They will then have 9 minutes to get from the bus station to the library, find their books, complete the loan and get back to the bus before the last bus to Wiverliscombe leaves at 5:45.
And of course that's utterly undoable.
Is that going to happen? Well, no, of course it's not. So the impact is that people will stop using the library. And I think that's maybe something which the county, in their equalities assessment, don't really calculate.
Yeah, actually, that's very true.
They don't look at the impact of people no longer using
the
library.
Yes, children not reading, not participating in the challenge every year. Not sorry about this, listeners. And that impact on their on their education and on their awareness of all sorts of different areas that are in the national curriculum.
There is also the additional fact that neither school in Wiverliscombe now has a librarian in post. And therefore, the use of the library, particularly for young children and young people, is already limited. Without, you know, with the library there, obviously, they are able to participate, they are able to be encouraged. Part of the, I went through the vision statement for Somerset Council from 2016 to 2020 the other day. Now, one of their aims is to university, which is absolutely wonderful. However, if the children at school have not got access and they haven't got the support with their reading, which the library does provide, then I wonder how full the universities will end up being.
Yeah, it's a bit of a farce, actually, because early learning is key to get those blocks
absolutely
in place. And
those also
bricks in the wall, you know.
Yes, and we are trying to encourage as well young people. We've extended our young adult section so that will be something that will be encouraging. We're looking at setting up book groups for young adults. There's a lot of things that FOWL is looking at, particularly to set up, which would tie in with the vision statement of Somerset County Council. But obviously, in terms of the impact assessment, which I got to about page 25.
Did you lose the will to
live? I did lose the will to live.
Yes. This is not surprising.
No. Particularly as all action taken is all down to the consultation and that no decision will be made, which makes it really difficult to see how they are going to ensure that this lengthy impact assessment is actually put in place and is adhered to. So, and that's where I'm tailing off now, because
To give a bit of more texture to what you're saying about the loss of the service, one of my sons has been recently diagnosed as dyslexic. For dyslexic children, there are a whole load of different reading resources. I don't know how many books we've got out of the library at the moment. I mean, there's at least 20 books out of the library in our house at the moment. And what my wife
and
has
do your,
done
do your
is
boys go all the time, every week?
No. So, I mean, I've got boys who are incredibly reluctant readers.
Right.
So we have a lot of library books in the house.
Okay.
Some of them get read to. So my younger son, we're still reading to him, and we generally read books out of the library to him. And, you know, it means that we're able to take books out and give it a go, and if it doesn't work, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Sure.
And with the dyslexia ones, there's a whole load of different sorts, but you're never quite sure what's going to work and what isn't going to work. So we're able, with the library, to take out a chunk of one type of book for dyslexic children
and
say, is this going to work? Is he going to read these?
Sure.
If it's not, well, okay, we'll take them back and we'll get the different sort. If the library wasn't there, we lose that facility.
And if the library wasn't there, there is no possibility at the school, clearly, for those books either, because there isn't a library in either of the schools.
Well, they do have small provision, library provision, but they don't actually have a librarian, which is really important, particularly if you're talking about special needs of one description or another, in terms of the experience that they may be able to give, the advice they may be able to give, and the support that one would hope that they'd be able
and
to offer.
I mean, the primary school's got quite a nice library, so it's certainly a very nice space, and it's fairly well stocked, but it's only available when the school's open.
Yes.
During the summer holidays, you can't get to that library, whereas the town library is open every week.
Yes.
Do you know, going back to the consultation, and we must mention, actually, before we go on, mentioning this, the consultation, I said that word in quotes, didn't I? There are going to be three times on Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2 p.m., 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. at the library, Wednesday the 21st of February, when we can go along and meet with the council.
And ask them the questions that need to be asked.
And at that consultation, what do you suppose their stand is going to be? Are they going to, do you suppose, like they did in 2011, try and sell us the idea of a community partnership?
Oh, absolutely.
And make this, because as I recall, portfolio holder at that time, Christine Lawrence, offered us that facility, wrapped up in different words, in 2011. And she was amazed that we didn't take it. Because surely don't you want to run this lovely library resource yourself as a community? It didn't actually involve us in the consortium at all, which is the key to a proper library.
Yes.
It means you can't get new books. And we'd have wound up with just a room full of old books. And it would have just imploded and closed. And then we, the community, would have been blamed for not being able to run it.
At present, they would be talking about continuing to supply books. That's one of the few things.
The consortium... It does have, is it actually meaning that the consortium would continue to exist?
That I'm not clear on.
Well, that's actually what we must find
Libraries
out.
Libraries West, I think, and that's the consortium, would, I think, continue. I've certainly seen no mention.
That's the impression.
Of it closing. But, I mean, you know, libraries across the country are in, you know, crisis. In Bristol, they have been proposing to close a considerable number of their libraries. They've been saying to communities, well, you can keep, you can run your own library, but and we will give you some books and we'll replace them every year. But they're not giving any access to the lending system or anything like that. So you can't ring up and get books delivered to your community library. Somerset, they have been doing, or they've been indicating there would be a better level of service. By contrast, in Devon, they've outsourced the entire library service to a company called Libraries Unlimited.
A commercial company?
Well, it's not for profit. It's a charity. It's been set up by the library service, but it's now one of these sort of arm's length, off-cast... I can't remember what the terminology is, really. It's an offshoot, and it seems to be doing fairly well. There had been talk that they would be eventually taking over all the libraries in the southwest, and that could include Somerset. So it's another question we've put in the Freedom of Information request, is what discussions have there been?
Yes.
Because, yeah, that's another scenario. They look to cut out a lot of the dead wood, if you like, in the Somerset Library Service, and then they essentially sell it off. Or they cast it out as something that is more viable without the liabilities of the ones which they perceive as costing more.
So a scheme such as the Devon scheme, would they take on the library rental in a new lease to be signed with the co-op in due course?
I presume they would, but they would be getting an annual from the county to run the libraries. But because they would be a freestanding organisation, they would be able to generate income themselves, look for other grant funding, develop the service as they saw fit. But they would have that sort of core contract from the county to run the library service.
We need to find out more about that, don't we?
There's a lot of things we need to find
more
about.
I mean, this
about.
Is just it a week old, so yeah, this is early days. But
the actual consultation process, the forms for feedback from the public should be live online on Monday from the 29th. And also there will be hard copies available, obviously, for those that aren't able to use the digital service.
Yes, and that's, you can comment on these proposals by going on that from Monday. So if you're listening to our repeat, you can do it today. And you go on to somerset.gov.uk/libraries-consultation.
Yes.
So have a look there, see what they say. If you can trawl through the 40-odd pages and still remain alive at the end, well done. Phone us and tell us. But the main thing is to join the Friends of Wivy Library group.
Absolutely,
email group,
yes.
And get involved, be aware and keep up with everything that's going on.
So there's
on.
A website, which is friendsofwiverliscombelibrary.wordpress.com. There is a Facebook page, is facebook.com/Wivy Library. There is, and you can, via either of those, you can get to signing up to the email group that we have running, which shares information. On the website, I think what we will put on there is various steps that anyone can take to campaign on this. We're talking having a public meeting after the county's consultation. So people might remember that January 2011, we had a public meeting in the community centre, and about 200 people turned up.
201?
201 people.
And a dog.
There you
go. It was fab. They were oozing out of the walls.
They were.
And it was great.
It was absolutely rammed.
And the finance manager.
So we had
came,
that. We had a lot of media coverage. We had a mass book withdrawal. Mm. There was a whole load of innovative, fun, also serious campaigning tools that we took on.
I'd forgotten the book withdrawal. That was great, wasn't it? Yes, just empty shelves.
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, there's a lot we can do, but equally there's a lot that isn't going to be possible. I fear that this is just going to be horrible, and along with the bus cuts.
But to me, that key figure is 2 pence per person.
Yes.
That is all it would cost to keep these libraries open.
Yeah.
I mean, there is also the other aspect of there's various housing applications going on. So in theory, considering that the population has increased quite significantly in the last few years, there is also an additional council tax that is being paid in. Hinkley Point, for example, were being promised in their vision statement particularly that there will be millions available. So it is being able to argue what is possible and what is not. And that's going to be the most, the driving force, really, in terms of what we are able to accept as a community, without being guilt-tripped, frankly, into, well, if you don't want to do it, then, you can't have a library.
Your fault, we're closing.
We had an emergency meeting with a FOUL yesterday, and our decision at present is to argue that we wish the library to stay as it is, and that is our starting point. And then we work from there. But I would really like to encourage everyone that can make it to get to that meeting on the 21st of February at the library. Yes, interesting timing, but if people can get there and make sure that they know that we are here. I mean, obviously you managed this in 2011. I wasn't here at that point. I'm open to people's suggestions. We as a FOUL are open to it. Yes, people, please join us. I'm generally in the library on a Friday morning for the coffee morning, so if anyone wants to come in and have a chat, please do.
We'll go along. Not this morning.
Not this morning, funny enough. No.
But I mean, Friday morning, and the opening times of the library now are what?
10 o'clock till 5. Sorry, and they are because hours were reduced previously.
Sure.
It's closed from 12:30 until 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I'd also like to say is that our librarian, as a lone worker, is in a very difficult position at the moment. And if we can be as supportive as possible to her, be kind, really.
Yeah.
I think that's very important too.
Just keep your eyes open, everyone, and go onto that website and comment on the proposals and keep commenting as stuff happens. There'll be posters all over town. We'll continue to trail this. This consultation meeting with the council Wednesday, the 21st of February from 2 p.m. hourly.
Yes.
In the library. Just inundate the library on
inundate
that day, guys.
It. Absolutely.
Don't not turn out.
Yes.
So thank you both. We will revisit this for sure as
things
move along. But thank you very much, Kieran. I asked you about some music. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. I thought it was quite appropriate.
It is. Lovely. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Teacher, leave them kids alone. Right.